Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to Bravo Happy Hour. I'm your host, Megan O'Donnell. Grab yourself a drink and join me while I break down the week in Bravo TV news.
Thanks so much for tuning into Bravo Happy Hour. Just a reminder, if you're loving the show, head to Apple Podcasts and give me a 5-star rating and leave a little review. It's super helpful for the show and allows for fellow Bravo lovers to find out about the show. Today's mini episode is special because I am joined with a special co-host named Ashley. We interned years ago at a bridal gown designer's showroom. However, I don't think we ever discussed Bravo way back when. Do you?
No, but I'm so excited now. Oh, man.
Hey. Well, okay. So to get to know you a little bit better, I'm going to ask you 3 questions. These are very, very important so that we understand where you're coming from this episode.
Yeah.
Your favorite show on Bravo.
So, you know, it should be Housewives of New York, but it's really The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I think I just love how rich everyone is. And on top of that, I think one of my all-time favorite scenes is when Kim Richards and Lisa Rinna get into it in Amsterdam.
With the glass.
And Kim says, "Let's talk about the husband." And Lisa breaks the glass. It's like, "Don't ever talk about my husband." So for me, that was just like, after that moment, it was like, it skyrocketed really.
I wonder what Harry did. Because you don't react that way if your husband doesn't have some skeletons.
Oh, no, he did something. Did you see her face? It was like, how do you know this? I looked at her like, oh, God, like he really did some crazy shit.
Well, I'm excited to find out because I think it's probably going to come out. You know, like, have you been seeing in the news with like the Nicolette Sheraton, like calling out Harry and Lisa?
Yes.
It's been amazing. We're actually talking about it on the next episode. So tune in, listeners. So what is your least favorite show on Bravo?
It's going to be an easy Don't Be Tardy because, wow, I just watched, you know, I really was like, okay, Ashley, sit down and watch an episode. So I watched the most recent episode and I didn't laugh. I didn't cringe really. Like there was no emotion. Like I just was like straight faced. It's like, how do these people have a television show at this point? Like I need a show. That's kind of what I felt. So
I felt bad for Ariana, that whole arc where she's like, I'm not as thin as my mom and sister. I'm watching like so sad for her where it's like, you were like a beautiful young lady. Like you shouldn't feel this way by your mother. Like your mother shouldn't be making you feel this way.
What happened is she went into the wig room, she put on a wig and it was all over from there.
I loved in season 1 of Atlanta, Kim was like, I'm wearing this wig because I may have had cancer. It's like, what? You never had cancer and you two were just wearing a wig. Like, that's okay. But like,
crooked wig, nonetheless. A crooked wig. Jesus. At least upgraded. Being in Atlanta, you know, you can't walk around with a crappy wig. So she went from synthetic to real. We're happy about it.
And what about the Bravo star that you think should come back to a current franchise?
I was debating this one. I think that it should be Kenya Moore. Because she's messy and rude and love it. And honestly, she might be the only one who can save the show from dying off right now. Because if you've been watching it, it's like
just news.
why is everyone so sad and depressed? And like, why am I crying? And like this is, I don't want any of this. Ugh. Portia's pregnant with a hot dog man. It's like, it's kind of a lot. So
yeah, it's not really doing it for me this season. Like, I think like the last few seasons, I haven't really been into it because I'm kind of over Nene. I think like she's the thing that I kind of want to be done with on the show. Like, everyone just like bows down to her, and it's just not fun to watch anymore because now she's like genuinely going through something. So she's not like fun Nene. She's just kind of like mean and really sad.
She's mean and really sad. And then somehow she has managed to make cancer about herself. Like, how are you able to do that and people actually feel bad for you? I am so confused. Like, what?
Mass manipulator.
Yes. It's
honestly. Let's just jump right into the news. Teresa Giudice from The Real Housewives of New Jersey's husband, Joe Giudice, obviously has been in prison for the past 41 months. Yeah. Obviously, we've been discussing on this show, starting from episode 3, where we address the fact that Joe is going to be deported in March. So fast forward to episode 28, he's going to be out of prison in 2 weeks. And ICE officials have revealed to Radar Online, which like lol, that like the government is like leaking shit to Radar. They will be detaining him immediately after his 3-year prison sentence is complete on March 14th.
Oh. You know what, though? I thought about it for a couple of seconds and I was like, you know what? It could be worse. Like, look, Italy is not the worst country to be deported to. Like, there are hundreds of countries that it could be worse. Like, pasta and a new girlfriend doesn't really sound far off from really what Joe wanted in the first place. So,
I mean, honestly, I've never heard something so true, I think, on this entire show. I mean, I wonder, you know, obviously, I don't think Teresa's going to stay with him. Last episode, we reported that she was, like, seen in Miami with some 26-year-old guy. Yep. I just can't believe that, you know, such a topical thing happening in society today, like ICE and immigration, how this is now going to be shown on The Real Housewives of New Jersey in such a serious way. Like, that just cracks me up.
Yeah, you know, Andy is a god and he's working behind the scenes. He probably called them up and said, hey, we need a little bit more drama. I need him to get deported because I need Teresa to have a new boyfriend, really, to add some pizzazz to this. I would not be surprised. But I mean, honestly, like, I would have publicly dumped Joe immediately after being charged with like fraud and everything. Because imagine, like, your man does some shady fraud shit and then you somehow go to jail. Like, jail? Teresa was in jail, somehow came out and still never talked shit about him. Like, how is that possible? Like, you would be my, like, number one, I'm going for the jugular.
Well, you would think, and, like, obviously they have, like, these Italian roots, like, oh, we're family, we don't turn on each other. But it's, like, how at a certain point do you not say, like, you literally ruined our family, all for, you know, the idea of, like, being wealthy and creating this, like, disgusting little mega mansion?
Yeah, like, fuck that. Like, there are very few people who I'd be like okay eating cheese sandwiches with like my schizophrenic roommate. Okay. Like, I'm not doing it. I'm not going to jail. Like, I can't do it. But I mean, I don't know. I think Teresa was gonna really, like, you know, divorce him anyway. You know, even if he came out and was in New Jersey, it was just kind of a way to make her look good and kind of keep the family together. But I do really feel bad for the kids. I mean, they did not choose this life at all. And it has been horrible.
I mean, I couldn't even imagine, you know, obviously having your mother go to prison, then your father go to prison, and then to be deported. And all of this is, like, happening. You know, people off, clearly media is talking about it. And I've been talking about it for the last 5 months. Like,
it's bad. I mean, I feel bad. Like, there's no way that they can really grow up and come out okay from this. What's her face? It has that song, that I don't want to grow up song,
oh,
which is
with my girl Stephanie and Tay Tay.
Oh my God. She's in there and she cannot catch the beat at all. I will say though, it's a catchy song that I know, so that's bad.
I've like listened to it voluntarily.
She had a full face of makeup on at age, what is she, like 13?
I believe 13.
It's a lot. With a whole choreographed dance routine. Oh. I didn't really get over either. But she needed that. She needed that. That maybe that will help her get through this.
I'll never forget. She was like, Joe couldn't be here, but at least Fetty Wap could. It's like, oh.
How much did you pay Fetty Wap to come in there and hug her, side hug her for 10 seconds? And then he like, kind of like,
you know, moved out.
Moved out real slow. Like didn't really say anything. He's like, congratulations. And then like, kind of goes out. It was bad.
Oh my God. Well, Joji DJ's brother actually made a comment about Teresa's pictures with that guy in Miami. And he said it was just Teresa being helped by a friend because she was just drunk in heels. Mm-hmm. Like, how drunk was she on the beach the next day when they were holding hands? Like,
literally holding hands. When was the last time you saw anybody like holding hands who wasn't in a committed relationship? I don't know. Good for her, though. I mean, she looks great. She probably feels great. And, like, you can't deprive someone of, like, 41 months? Your husband's in jail? Like, it's all good. I don't think anyone's looking at her like, hey, you're doing the wrong thing. I think everyone's kind of like, good for you. Whatever. Do you.
Well, moving on to kind of sadder news. This has kind of been happening for the past few weeks playing out in Potomac, Maryland. So Katie Rost was on season one of The Real Housewives of Potomac. She was a one season wonder, but she's actually coming back on season four as a guest of, which should be interesting. So she recently has been posting a lot on Instagram and any social media platform she can get her hands on about her domestic abuse case against her ex-husband, Dr. James Orsini. So she's been sharing texts, voice, video messages, court documents to prove that he was abusive to her physically and emotionally and verbally. She's a mother of three and is currently pregnant, we think.
Well.
So that is where it comes.
GD, okay. I mean, this story is so complicated, so cringy, and really sad. I mean, she was really crazy on the show. But now somehow she's managed to look even more, maybe a stretch, a little bipolar. I'm not sure.
I'm getting bipolar vibes as well.
Yeah, but I will say though, if you actually like watch the verbal abuse video or see any of the messages and stuff, like it's pretty bad. Like this man is crazy. I mean, she might be crazy too, but he is right up there with her.
She posted photos of emails that he sent her back on April 5th, 2018, saying, "You have no mothering skills and are selfish to have children. Try not to trap your new man with a pregnancy just because you're trying to ruin more lives. You're too selfish to have children. Take a look in the mirror. Accept who you are because you're nothing. You made a fool of yourself on TV." So I'm assuming, you know, that's one of the many things that he has sent her.
Many, many things. He's drunk in a video there. He's drunk driving in a video when she's in the passenger seat, calling her names and all this stuff. And it's like, I don't know. It's obviously not normal. But the thing is that their relationship spans like way prior to Potomac.
Oh, yeah.
And I wish that had kind of come out a little bit in the show. Would have been a little bit more interesting. But it's not good. What I will say, though, is her new boyfriend situation is a whole other ball game. Because what I will not be able to get out of my head is the photo of her laying on the bathroom floor, naked, like covered in blood. And like that will never be able to escape my head. And maybe you can go into like explaining it a little bit more, but that was horrific.
I mean, the photo was really disturbing. She posted it randomly one night, and obviously like all the women from Potomac were commenting like, please call us back, like please take this down right now, like are you okay, So she posted this really chilling photo, obviously deleted it after. I will not be posting it on the Bravo Happy Hour page because it's truly so dark and, you know, she's clearly going through something and for her to post that on her page is crazy. However, she posted a comment on that saying, "I miscarried. Jacob took the picture. He posted it on my phone. He was mad. Said they killed my baby. I am okay. We'll take this down now."
Yeah.
So
this is where, like, it goes, this is where just like social media goes way too far.
She posts
like pictures of her pregnancy tests, which is obviously private and something that I don't need to see. She posts pictures of her stomach getting bigger and everything like that. And then all of a sudden there's this picture of her, looks like she's deceased, by the way, on the ground. And it's like shocking. Like, I would have been calling the police, like, as a friend of hers. I mean, it's pretty bad. So I don't know how good this new relationship is.
Yeah, I don't really think it's healthy. And obviously now, even today, like, we were recording on Wednesday, she's posted, let's see, 5 posts today, all with like 8 paragraph long stories about how he's been abusing her since they were at BU in college together, and how he's obviously an abusive alcoholic, all of these crazy things. So currently she's under court order by New Jersey to not disparage his name via social media, which is pretty ridiculous to think that, like, you know, she's just so quickly being shut down. But everyone's like, you know, shut up. No freedom of speech is, I guess, granted to you for some reason. I don't know what is happening with her. She just posted something literally 30 minutes ago of a picture of him talking about him at medical school. He was most terrorizing when he was studying for his board exams. You know, obviously I know people, when they're being abused, they can't get out because you don't know. You don't, like, I don't think she, like, knows what love is to put deal with a man like this,
right,
being
right.
So young. But you would have hoped she wouldn't have, like, birthed a child with him. I believe they only have one kid together.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then pretty horrible. I mean, also another thing, if I gotta say it, as someone who is from New Jersey, James Orsini has a practice in Montclair, New Jersey, which is about 15 minutes away from where I'm from. And he works at, like, Essex Oncology, which, I'm from Essex County, and I'm like sitting here like, can you make me look worse? Like, please. Like, this is a great place. We have a family town. This is a family county. You know, everybody lives in the suburbs and this is chill and normal. And then you got this shit.
Yeah, right.
At his, like, lucrative cancer practice, by the way. Like, it just makes me want to, like, cover my face. Like, this, thank you. Thank you, Katie.
So it looks like also back in 2013, she reached out to the New Jersey Attorney General saying that he should not be a physician in New Jersey, and said that there's still no ability, they have still no basis to do any disciplinary actions for him, regardless of all the evidence she has given them. So even that, like, I don't know. It's hard when it's like, no, she has gone out of her way to try to stop this man, but the government, everybody around her is like, shut up. He's a doctor. Let's be real. Like,
no. Someone's going to have to die before he's like, literally, like, this, that's how this works. Like, it's not like I made a couple mistakes. Like, no, that's okay. He can still practice. There are bad doctors out there, believe me. But it's like, no. Somebody has to die and then we'll take you seriously. Sorry.
And it's pretty ridiculous. I saw on, you know, like, Cameo, the website where you can, like, pay people to, like, make messages.
Yeah.
I was, like, just looking at, like, the Bravo ones a couple weeks ago, and she has one.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen,
premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And at the bottom of her thing, she's like, "Dr. James Orsini raped me." It's like, what?
Cool. She does have a personality where you feel like she's just always in all caps. Like, you live your whole life in all caps. Like, "I'm going to bed. I just ate this meal." Like, you have to chill the hell out. Like, it's a little bit less believable for a reader and stuff if you're high energy, high strung, ups and downs. Like, I need you to come at me with a little bit more rationality, and then it will become a little bit more believable and relatable. But, like, I don't know.
Well, we are praying for you because this is real bad.
Prayers up for Katie.
Season 4 Potomac is coming back eventually. I don't know the date yet, but obviously we'll talk more about that when the season premiere is released. But speaking on kind of more positive news, which that was like such a downer. I hope like everyone didn't turn it off and like go fucking meditate or like work out to like cleanse their brain from this darkness. And obviously you guys check out her Instagram because I couldn't go into half the shit she wrote because like most of it I don't even want to talk about. But anyways, moving on. Ariana Maddox and Tom Sandoval from Vanderpump Rules have finally purchased a home. The two of them bought a house this past week in the San Fernando Valley in Los Angeles, California. It is a 5-bedroom home, 5.5 bathrooms, 4,400 square feet, $2.25 million. Huh?
Sheesh, like, where'd they get all this money from? Jesus. I mean, these are bartenders. Okay, right. That means that the barrier of entry is so low that I don't know what I'm doing wrong, okay?
Not hear about the mortgage crisis. I feel like this is going to, like, backfire. Like,
they just wanted a larger home so Tom could make, like, pump teenies and shit and, like, practice his cocktail making in the larger kitchen. That's what I'm convinced.
So this house is pretty nice. It's like white on the outside, like very modern. The kitchen is like all white with like the marble like countertops, which is what everybody's doing lately. There's a pool in the backyard. Mm. So it should be quite interesting to see this on Vanderpump Rules instead of their like disgusting apartment. Like, I don't know. There's something about like window shades, like, you know, like the window shades that like are like flaps of plastic.
Yeah,
that like is my grandma's house in a nutshell. However, like,
you like can't peek through them without it making like a horrible sound.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like that's what their current apartment has, and so at least they get like a step up in that way. But it should be interesting how they decide to design the spot.
So interested about the 5-bedroom part because Ariana has adamantly talked about not wanting kids with Tom, which is also weird.
So get a long-term relationship.
In the preview for the next episode of Vanderpump Rules, she's like hooking up with Stassi, I think. And I'm like, you know, didn't you just okay? So there's a $2 million is a lot of money to spend on a house when you're making out with a girl on a television show. So I'm not sure if they're trying to expand their family, but she has made no noises about that.
I feel like it's a contingency plan. Like when Jax and Brittany inevitably break up, they'll be like, well, Jax needs at least one room. And then maybe Jax will have a kid by that point.
Like that's not an investment property. Like, no, you're not going to make any more money on that house. It is at its max value. Like, I'm just kind of shook. But at the end of the day, I'm really no more than just jealous because I want life.
Well, exactly. I want to, like, be on, like, a shitty reality show, like, bartending once a week and get to live in a $2 million home.
Yeah, and you get, like, a restaurant named after you. You didn't do anything for.
Like, yeah, he's exclusively, like, the two Toms have zero talent, like real talent. And it's so hard to see that, like, they've kind of been given everything. And I think that's why Jax, like, resents the two of them, because he sees, like, he's like, what? I didn't do anything either, but I didn't even end up with a restaurant. Like, no. All I have is Britney and beer cheese.
Beer cheese. I really want to try that, though. I got to be honest. I got to try some beer cheese. I didn't even know that exists. And maybe that's a little ignorant, but, like, is that what people eat? Like
no, Ashley, that's a really good thing that you've never had beer cheese. Like,
I've eaten that. I would never order something like that. What?
I like when they went to that one restaurant. They were like, you think they'll serve our beer cheese here? It's like, restaurants don't work like that, Jax. Like,
you can't bring, like, a Tupperware thing of beer cheese and then expect people to want to eat that.
However, I do think Tom Tom will probably have, like, a Mama's beer cheese on the menu in, like, at least 6 months.
How do you even spell Mama? Like, that's a grandmother, right? Like, how do you spell that? What is she saying
half the time? M-A-M-A-W, Mama. No, Mama.
I love Brittany. She's a sweet girl, but she talks like she has a concussion.
I feel really sad for her. I feel like since her first season and her season now, like, she's gone so Southern heavy where it's like, it's not even believable anymore.
Yes, I mean, the way that Jack proposed to her was, I think he just did, like, a slow clap, kind of like, like, if you're gonna spend that much on a ring, like, you gotta take me to a restaurant that has some white tablecloth. I need a waiter, okay?
A single waiter.
Just a single waiter. Like, I'm not gonna go up to a counter and order corn dogs, okay? Like, she should have said a little bit of something, but of course, in Britney fashion, trying to keep it cute, she was like, it was perfect for us. Like, yeah, okay.
I'm engaged.
I'm engaged.
Oh my god. Yeah, I know. I feel bad for her because this is all going to go downhill pretty quickly. So, well, moving on, Kim Zolciak Bierman from once was Real Housewives of Atlanta star and now the star of Don't Be Tardy, which we've agreed is your least favorite show on the network. So, this should be interesting. Mm-hmm. Was recently sued by American Express, as they have revealed to Radar Online that she owes over $215,000 in credit card debt to the company, which made me so happy because on this show and just in my life, I've been talking about for like 5 years how I don't understand how she bankrolls her life.
I have no idea. Like, this is a woman who has never read a book, an article, note. She only surfs on Instagram, is the only app on her phone. Okay. She drinks $40, $50 wine out of a solo cup with a straw, which I'm not even really sure that she switches the straw or the solo cup.
Okay. No, she says she's like a germaphobe, but I doubt that.
Yeah, it's a lot. I'm really confused, but this pretty much exposes it. Like, you don't have money, which we knew, and American Express has now confirmed that. Thank you, Amex. Like, what?
So back in November of 2018, she was sued by the company. And I guess on February 9th, Croy had to accept summons when the sheriff served him because they obviously had not paid any of the debt.
Croy has no idea the level of the hell that he has gotten himself into.
Oh, God, no.
He has a tribe of a family. He literally, what have you done? Like, the monster was already there. Like, you have created a three-headed monster now. Like, Croy, you were just, like, the cute, like, guy at the wedding or whatever, and then you got bamboozled. How did you get finessed so bad by these women? How did that happen? You are drowning in debt. What happened?
And he has no family. Like, that's always a shock when I hear someone's like, yeah, we both decided to disown our families when we got together. It's like, well, what was so bad about your partner that your family was like, you know what? I'd rather never, ever see my grandchildren.
Oh, man. You just have to watch one episode of the show and you will find out why.
I just, like, picture her, like, in Atlanta, like, that one scene where she's, like, getting her butt lasered but, like, is also eating a piece of pizza. Like, It was iconic.
Like, they're the worst. Like, they have this weird idea that they're going to be the new Kardashian family. And, like, you are so far from being anything like the Kardashians. Kim is aging horribly. Like, her face is really fucked up. Like, it's lopsided and everything. And then, oh my God, Brielle's lips.
Oh.
I really don't even want to be this mean, but it looks like she got stung by, like, African bees.
Yeah.
Like, aggressive bees.
And she recently addressed it. She was like, I would look so much worse without them. It's like, you know what? Everything in moderation. You went overboard. Like, you know, you could get a little plump here and there. Whatever. Everybody in Hollywood basically has done it. But
it's a lot. Living in Atlanta, I have been on the prowl to see Brielle.
Oh my God. I would do anything if you got it.
Prowl. Like, she's always in Buckhead, which is like the ritzy area, but kind of like the bars of Buckhead. So, I mean, like, her hair is always curled and crimped, and I am like, really, I'm out there. Like, once she posts on Snapchat, I'm like, oh my God, I have to go. I just want to see this train wreck in action.
Just go to your local Chick-fil-A. She'll be there.
She will be there. Oh my God. And she, in the most recent episode, she's like looking for apartments. And one of the scenes is like an apartment actually kind of close to my building. But then when they bring in the video into the actual apartment itself, I'm like, wait a minute, that's not the building. Like, what is this? She talks about wanting to get a $6,300 apartment. And Croy, mind you, the only rational person in the family, freaks the hell out. He's like, what the fuck? $6,300. He has to like physically leave the room because of the monster that he has created, which it's a lot. But I'm just surprised she's still living at home.
But you would think someone with like the slightest bit of sense in the way that like he's kind of frugal and like conscientious of like money, like you'd think he'd be aware of his like wife's spending. Like $215,000 is so much money.
It is really unavoidable. Like, it's in her closet. Like, you can see it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, she's like, not spending money on anything but clothes and, like, purses.
And you see, like, even her kids have, like, Fendi backpacks. It's, like, that's not necessary for your boy son. Like
no. They literally have six kids. Like, how did that happen, right? Isn't it, like, six kids?
Yeah, six. Oh,
I don't know that, you know, we're gonna pray for that family.
Yeah, we're doing a lot of praying tonight, it seems.
Yeah.
I mean, speaking of praying, Danielle Staub from the Real Housewives of New Jersey just finalized her divorce with Marty Caffrey on last Thursday, and this past Monday all happened so fast, she jetted off to St. Bart's to meet her quote-unquote male companion, who now she has a new boyfriend whose name is Oliver Mayer. He's a businessman from New York. He owns vineyards and other businesses. How does this woman do it?
I'm trying to take notes because,
right?
Honestly, how are you able to finesse these men so well? What about you? You are the worst looking one on the show. You, like, Margaret looks better than you. By the way, that was hilarious. When Marty and
Joe
get into it, and he says that Danielle does not want to be around Margaret. I was dying. Like, you have the audacity to say that about Danielle. You think people are up trying to look like Danielle? Okay, like, everyone's just in some delusional land. And if you see his face, like when he says that, and he charges into Marty. Oh my God. That was also one of the best scenes, honestly, that they replayed like five times in the episodes.
I like when, yeah, like Margaret is just passing Danielle and she's like, your husband's in the pool. Like, just...
Margaret also might be one of my favorite additions to the Housewives of New Jersey. She is great. Like, I love everything about Margaret, I gotta be honest.
Yeah, I think she has like a sense of self where some of the other women, I don't really think. Like, I think Melissa is like kind of like a robot, like just doing whatever is her husband wants, which is, you know, a role to definitely play. Who else is on the cast? Dolores is just...
Oh, Dolores. I pity Dolores.
Yeah, I know, same.
Oh, no. Like, I cannot believe that she would even talk about her boyfriend on the show because they do not spend any time together. And it's kind of like more sad and miserable for you to have a boyfriend that you have maybe like 5 to 10% of the day, like of the time in general. It's very odd to everyone. I don't know.
Yeah, I get he's a doctor, but like, does that mean he like literally never has any free time ever?
It's like, sweetheart, like he has other people in his life.
Yeah.
Do you need the rest of the world to tell you this? Right. I'm so confused.
So we don't really know much more about Danielle and this new guy. Yes. They've been seen at like Nikki Beach and same parts. Like evidently he's taking all these photos of her just looking insane, you know, posing, a lot of posing. But Marty Caffrey had an exclusive with Us Weekly because obviously he's still talking to the press saying, I hope he's the one to write the check and buy my house and contents and pay her outstanding debt to me. It'll save me the trouble of saving it. It'll save me the trouble of selling it in the market. In fact, I'll shake his hand and thank him. If she's happy, I'm happy for her. We've both been dating, which like, get it, Marty.
He said, I hope he's the one to write the check and buy my house.
Right.
Because like, I know Danielle doesn't have the money and this bitch can't stay in my house much longer. What the hell?
It's only $2 million.
Only $2 million. Danielle is like, honestly, like I don't think that there's anyone on any of the franchises who's like her. Like somehow she has survived. Teresa Judice,
she's got 9 lives.
She has 9 lives, 100%. And she was horrible to Margaret and pretty much everyone. While Teresa was like sitting, like, it's okay, Danielle is a great friend. As Danielle's like, everyone kiss my feet. Like, it's very awful. Yeah.
I mean, her wedding was so hard to watch. It was truly like, it's so cringeworthy.
But guess what? We're going to get to watch another one. So, excited.
Well, on that note, let's end today's little mini episode. Thank you so much for coming on. You were so funny. Will you come back again?
I will definitely come back again. Thank you so much. This fulfilled all of my Bravo dreams, honestly.
Yay, I'm so glad.
Thanks so much for listening to Bravo Happy Hour. If you love the show, be sure to rate and review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. If you have any hot takes, gossip, or info about Bravo TV, feel free to shoot me an email at bravohappyhourpod@gmail.com. While you're at it, make sure to follow Bravo Happy Hour on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Thanks so much for listening, and check back every Monday and Thursday for a new episode all about your favorite Bravo celebrities.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.